This is Wade Rathke with the daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. There are gasoline lines miles long in some Mexican states after new President Lopez Obrador moved against theft from the pipelines from the state oil company and began using trucks, which were slower in some areas. Guatemala's President Jimmy Morales is facing international condemnation after announcing the expulsion of a UN-backed anti-corruption mission, which critics suspect is a calculated bid to shield the country's ruling elite and himself from investigation. New York City's mayor says he will pursue legislation requiring many businesses to give workers 2 weeks off paid time. And California's governor may soon float a plan to give new parents 6 months of paid family leave, proposals that would rank among the nation's most generous for workers. Vietnam's new cybersecurity law attempts to curtail social media. The country has already issued a warning to Facebook for not taking down anti-government postings. Americans 55 and older make up about half of all employment gains in 2018, according to an analysis of Labor Department data. Journal of Public Health Policy shows that Coca-Cola and other multinational food companies operating through a group called the International Life Sciences Institute cultivated key Chinese officials in an effort to stave off the growing movement for food regulation and soda taxes that has been sweeping the West by sending messages about exercise and omitting the need to cut back on high sugar in China. Congolese election officials rejecting independent assessments that a prominent opposition figure was the runaway winner of the recent presidential election bestowed victory on a candidate endorsed by departing President Joseph Kabila. Doctors, drug firms, and the nation's top drug regulators say the companies that make costly name-brand biologic drugs, which are grown from living cells, are sowing doubt about the wisdom of switching to generic versions, even though the FDA has certified that they are safe and effective. Warm snow is weaker and gives way more easily, so tires have a harder time getting a grip. When the air is 30 degrees Fahrenheit, packed snow is about five times slicker than it is at 0 degrees. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.